You're listening to Consider This, episode 17, for October 8, 2012.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever, wherever, and whoever you are, you're listening to Consider This, the podcast that gives you your government-required dose of politics and culture without the nasty aftertaste. I'm your host and primary physician, Doug Payton, promising that our appointment will end on time, in 10 minutes or less. I have a special guest today, Bruce McQuain of the Questions and Observations blog, and from the podcast Observations, which features some of the same writers. I'll be conducting an interv with him. What's an interv? That's coming up. If you have any comments about today's show or any of the shows, write me at considerthis@ctpodcasting.com with your rants and raves. Alternately, you can rant and or rave in the tone of voice you prefer by calling 267-CALL-CT0. That's 267-225-5280. The website has other ways to get in touch, as well as a new contact form right on the site itself, so there are no excuses for not getting in touch. You'll find it at considerthis.ctpodcasting.com. That's CT as in correcto type. Anyone remember using that? The Stitcher Awards are still taking nominations. The top six podcasts with the most nominations in each category will move on to be voted on as the best in that category. The link to the voting page is on the site, or you can go to considerthis.ctpodcasting.com/vote to get right to the nomination page. You can nominate once a day through October 19th. I would really appreciate your vote, and if you have any babies for me to kiss, I'll consider this.
Wayne Henderson here, and I am excited to have the top Fringe Division agents with us today, so...
Since we're here, we might as well take advantage of the situation and just talk about...
About how the Fringe Casting with Wayne and Dan podcast is proud to be podcasting about this fifth and final season of the TV show Fringe. Check out the Fringe Casting podcast at fringecastingpodcast.com. Now, I'm off to get my co-host Dan out of some amber.
Thank you for your attention and have a nice day.
I've been mulling over the idea of doing interviews on the podcast. The main problem, of course, is that I have a self-imposed 10-minute or less format, and most interviews just get going in 10 minutes. So I had to set some rules for an interview that you normally wouldn't have, and thus was born what I'm calling the interv, a short, to-the-point question-and-answer format. You won't hear any clever banter, or what either of us ate for lunch. It'll just be two or three substantive questions, and we're out of here. Bruce McQuain graciously agreed to be my guinea pig initial interviewee. We have two questions we'll be dealing with, so the time limit should not be in any danger of being exceeded. But first, a little about Bruce. Bruce McQuain hails from the metropolitan Atlanta area. He is a former infantry officer who served 28 years in active and reserve service and retired as a lieutenant colonel. His airborne service was with the 82nd Airborne Division, and he is a graduate of the U.S. Army Ranger School. He blogs at Q&O, the short term for questions and observations, at Black 5, and Hot Air's Green Room. As I said earlier, he's also a fellow podcaster, where the crowd at Q&O produce Observations, which you can find in iTunes. Links to all of these are in the show notes. And with that, let's get to our first interv. Bruce, the first presidential debate was last Wednesday evening. It seems that most pundits on the right and the left think that Romney won the debate, but regardless of whether he won or lost, do you think, at least, that Romney made his case effectively to Democratic voters?
Honestly, Doug, I don't know. As far as whether or not Romney made his case effectively to Democratic voters, but I think that he definitely made the case to the undecided voter. I think the big thing that you have to understand in these debates is what the voters do, the undecided voters, is take a look at this candidate and decide whether or not he's acceptable as president. And I think that's exactly what Romney presented that night, was the fact that he is indeed presidential material. In fact, he looked more presidential than Barack Obama did. And he also came out energized. He stayed on the offensive. He did all the things he needed to do to establish himself as a serious representative of the Republican Party and someone that they could vote for president of the United States. Now, the interesting thing to me is that we're probably going to see, two more debates, but I'm not sure they're going to mean much. I think last night was probably the most important debate of the three. That's where the undecideds are going to tune in and make their decision. And then after that, you know, there's going to be some sparring, but it doesn't carry the weight or heft that first debate carries. It's going to be interesting to see how the media reacts to it, and it's also going to be extraordinarily interesting to see what the polls look like after all the dust settles on this first debate.
In my last episode, I highlighted what you wrote about Univision reporting what the American press wouldn't. Why do you think that the national press is ceding the scoops on the Fast and Furious operation to Univision, when it's easy enough to find out the truth on the internet and to realize that the national press is ignoring this?
Well, to be honest, Doug, I've been stunned by Fast and Furious, by the non-coverage of Fast and Furious. You know, I often apply the, gee, what if this was a Republican president test to things like this? And I know exactly what would be happening right now if this was a Republican president and this particular scandal had been breaking for 2 years. We'd be up to our neck in Fast and Furious coverage. But in fact, we've not been. One reporter, Cheryl Atkinson, from CBS, has been on this. And essentially, as you know, it's up to the editors where anything is placed that is being covered. And I don't think Atkinson's coverage has gotten the coverage it deserved, obviously. The congressional meetings or hearings on Fast and Furious have been gotten minimal coverage. So, you know, Univision takes it up, and I understand why. You know, it's a Hispanic channel, and we're talking about a lot of deaths in a Hispanic country as a direct result of Fast and Furious. And so they took it up. My guess is because of questions from their viewers. So now it's sort of been forced into the area where the media has to look at it and do something with it. ABC picked up the Univision coverage and put it up there. And of course, Jake Tapper, who's fairly good at a fairly good journalist, has also tapped on this door a time or two. So we'll see if it takes off. But I'm still stunned that it took Univision to bring it to the fore.
Thanks so much, Bruce McQuain, for your time and for your willingness to give this first interv. Don't forget to stop by the website, considerthis.ctpodcasting.com, for links to his blog and podcast. I'm an observations listener, and if you like informed commentary, you should be too. Folks, I hope you enjoyed this, getting to hear some voice other than mine on the podcast. I'm going to try to do some more of these in the near future. Again, a reminder, the email address is considerthis@ctpodcasting.com to let me know what you think, or call me and leave a voicemail at 267-CALL-CT0. Thanks for stopping by and listening to Bruce McQuain, Consider This.